And in Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco spoke about President Obama's new policy with undocumented student activists who gathered for a summer leadership workshop.
They are Americans in their heart, in their minds.
From UCLA's Labor Center in downtown L.A., more than 100 student leaders from around the country hugged and cheered as President Obama delivered his announcement on TV.
Temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization.
Diego Sanchez was born in Argentina and brought to Miami 12 years ago. He's working on getting his MBA. He welcomed the president's announcement.
Yeah, it's a big step, a big relief for our communities, especially as students. You know, I'm not going to be thinking about, you know, what can happen if I get pulled over anymore. You know, now you know that you can put your degree into work, you know, not just hang it in your wall. So now at least you're sort of guaranteed, you know, I'm guaranteed that I'll be able to use that degree.
Students like Sanchez have been working for years to get Congress to pass the DREAM Act to grant conditional residency to young people like them brought to this country as children. With the DREAM Act stalled, an increasing number of so-called dreamers have gone public with their legal dilemma.
I came here when I was 4, and I was undocumented for 23 years. So most of my life, you know, growing up that way.
Cindy Bendezu was born in Lima, Peru, and grew up in East L.A. She graduated from UCLA and is now working on her master's degree at Columbia University.
But I know that we worked so hard for this, and I know that Obama could do much more, but I know this is an election year, and I know that he needs our votes. So I know what this is about, because politics.
It's the politics and timing of Obama's announcement that has anti-immigrant groups riled up. Roy Beck, who heads the organization Numbers USA, says Obama usurped his power.
They said no 3 times. He goes, okay, I'll just do it on my own. And he has stirred up a lot of new energy. Now he's made himself a huge target.
The president's announcement also sparked much debate on the airwaves around the country. Here's California Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, a Republican, on NPR member station KPCC.
I think this is just a cynical ploy to try to pander to illegals in order to somehow get votes. The problem is he's doing this at the expense of our kids who are out there looking for work right now. We have the highest unemployment since World War II for young people in this country.
Some of those students who could benefit from Obama's order remain skeptical about how it will be enforced. Mexican-born high school student Jael Campos was among half a dozen staging a week-long sit-in outside Obama's campaign headquarters in Culver City. She says the president's order doesn't go far enough.
We want the executive order, which is going to stop all of the deportations. So I'm more worried about my parents. I'm not worried about myself.
But for students like Cindy Bendezu, who hopes to earn her Ph.D. in political science, Obama's words brought validation, at least for now.
We are the future of this country, and they need us. And our parents taught us that. And our parents have struggled, and they sacrificed everything. It's finally time for them to realize that we're human and we have feelings, because it's so inhumane how they treat us like we don't exist, and we do.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.